It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Turn up the volume. We're crossing live to the sports desk. What's fresh? What's making waves? Let's find out.
Okay, so what is fresh? What is making waves? Let's get to that sports desk with Logan Swinkles.
Well, I am keeping an eye on the LIV Golf Tournament there in Tucson, Smithy, with Danny Lee in a four-way playoff for the winner. So if we get good result there, I'll let you know. But first off, back to soccer football, Erling Haaland has a problem, Smithy. The problem is he's scoring too much. This comes from Rob Dawson for ESPN. Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola has said that Erling Haaland is creating a problem for himself because his form this season has been so good that he's expected to score hat-tricks in basically every game. Haaland made 8 goals in 5 days for Man City, with 3 in their 6-0 win over Burnley in the FA Cup over the weekend, following on from scoring 5 against RB Leipzig in the Champions League during the week. The Norwegian striker has now scored 42 goals this season, including 6 hat-tricks, and Guardiola says the high standards will bring even higher expectations. Kind of seems like a pretty good problem to have, Smithy.
He's a giant of a man, isn't he? An absolute giant of a man. He is huge, so he dominates a lot of defences in the air, and sometimes when you're that big, you don't have the ball skills perhaps to match. He does. He is a hell of a finisher. What a signing he was for Manchester City. And I suppose their neighbours will take a lot of interest in that.
They will. And speaking of that, Man U have avoided going against Man City in the FA Cup semi-final. The draw is out. United could have potentially faced, well, they could potentially face Man City in the FA Cup final after the rival clubs have avoided each other in the semi-final draw. United beat Fulham 3-1 in their quarter-final match this morning to set up a tie with fellow Premier League club Brighton and Hove Albion. Brighton booked their place in the final four with a 5-0 thrashing of League Two side Grimsby Town. And meanwhile, City faced Champions Club Sheffield United, who won 3-2 over the Blackburn Rovers today. Guardiola's side faces the second tier opposition for the second time in a row after knocking out Burnley 6-0. As I mentioned before, City have scored 14 goals without reply in their imperious FA Cup run so far after knocking out Chelsea and Arsenal in the process. Meanwhile, United boss Erik ten Hag is looking to add to the EFL Cup trophy, he has already won in his debut season at Old Trafford. The Dutchman has a chance to win 3 pieces of silverware this campaign, with the club also still in the Europa League. Meanwhile, Guardiola's side can also win 3 trophies this season, City face Bayern Munich in the Champions League quarterfinals, but 8 points behind Arsenal in the Premier League title race. Those semi-finals for the FA Cup will be played at Wembley Stadium on April 23rd, with the final to be played June 4th, New Zealand time.
Okay, interesting. Playing both semi-finals at Wembley, that's interesting. Meanwhile, I think in London too, Paul Cole has gone okay.
Yeah, in case you missed it over the weekend, Paul Cole has won the title at the Canary Wharf Classic in London, defeating the Welshman Joel Macken in 4 games, 7-11, 11-6, 11-4, 11-4, in a grueling 82 minutes, is what he had to say afterwards.
Paul, what a brilliant week as always here at Canary Wharf, and what a match you played tonight.
Yeah, me and Joel played about a week ago in Cairo, and there's about 5 people in the crowd, and so for us to play in front of a packed stadium here, it's awesome. The support was, 50-50 almost, more to Joel, but it's an amazing atmosphere to play in. I love coming here every year, and I think it brings out the best squash, and credit to Joel for the squash he's been playing the last couple of weeks. I think he's had almost 3 back-to-back tournaments, 2 finals and a semi-final, so it's a tough stretch for him, and he beat 1 and 2 in the world, so unbelievable court, man.
And just finally, Smithy, still keeping an eye on the LIV Golf Tournament in Tucson with that 18th hole playoff still happening. Hasn't been decided yet, and if it all remains drawn after they all go through, they'll just keep playing hole 18 until a winner is decided.
Okay, right. Let's keep an eye on that because, of course, Danny Lee, and amongst that, we don't like, well, a lot of people don't have a preference, really. LIV Golf, but whenever New Zealand golfers to the fore, I suppose we are obliged to highlight it. If he was winning the Valspar, it would have been good, but he didn't. That was taken out by Taylor Moore this morning, so his debut win on the PGA, fantastic occasion for him. It can be, thanks for the Logan for the sports test, by the by,